This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show. I think that they're going to open up the eyeballs in the medical fields. They got some things going on. We're going to talk about that today. We're talking no other than Pressure Bioscience, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. I really appreciate you having me back. Thank you.
You know, the last time that you were a guest on my show, we talked about the fact that revenues of PBIO have grown to over $2 million with just one salesperson. Now, I understand you guys are in the process or already have hired four or five people. What's the latest on that?
Sure. We actually have hired four full-time people and we have two part-time people. So we have five slots filled that didn't exist before. I'm very excited about that. This is a company, as you know, we sell instrument with consumables to the research market all over the world to help scientists. And there's about 500,000 break open cells to get to those incredible molecules inside the DNA, RNA, protein, and lipids. We have a way of getting to them in a, we think, a higher quality manner than it's been used before. But you've got to sell it. You've got to have people out there explaining the procedure and selling it. And for the last 7 or 8 years, we had one person in our company that was in sales. Of course, we were a company of 9 people. Now we're a company of about 15 people, and most of the growth has come in the sales area. So over the past 2 or 3 months, we've hired 5 full-time slots. And so now we have 5 people in the field, and we have Roxana, who's been with us for 10 years now, heading it up. So very excited that we can do $2 million in sales in a year with one salesperson. We're excited about what we think we can do with 6 people now in sales.
You know, recently you guys have a new instrument, the Barocycle 2320 Extreme. And I understand you guys are a finalist in the Rodman 100 Awards for 2017. I'd like to know more about this and how's that coming along?
Well, we were notified about a month ago that we are a finalist in the R&D 100 awards. These are awards that have been given out for about 55 years, as I understand it. They are called the Oscars of Innovation. It is perhaps the number one award that you can win for an innovative technology in the world. And we're very pleased and very proud to know that we are one of the finalists for an R&D 100 award. We'll find out on November 17th. But just from the thousands of innovative products that come out every year, to be narrowed down to maybe, I understand, maybe 150, 160 finalists for a number of categories for us to be a finalist is just awe-inspiring. And I think it just says volumes to the hard work and the tenacity and the innovativeness of the staff we have here. So we'll find out next month in November, but to be a finalist in the R&D 100 is such a proud thing for this company. This Barocycler 2320 has already won several other awards, and now that we're in the granddaddy of them all, so we'll see what happens. But even if we don't win, we've already won to be nominated and to be competing against companies and groups like the MIT Lincoln Lab and the General Electric and Illumina and many other just major companies and groups.
You know, I want to switch gears for a second. I want to talk about some metrics. And correct me if my metrics are wrong. Your float's about 1.1 million shares. Your market cap's around 4.5. Last year in 2016, you guys did $2 million in revenue. This year, you'll probably do at least that. Already the first half of the year, you guys have done, I think, $1,050,000, something like that. Where do we go from here? If I was listening to this interview, why should I buy your stock?
Well, I think, first of all, you're right on your metrics. We did a reverse split in June. We have only 1.1 million shares outstanding right now. And if you converted all of the debt that we have into stock at today's price, we might have maybe 3.5 million total shares outstanding, fully diluted. We don't have any warrants that are in the money. We don't have any options that are in the money. I tell people, in my opinion, this company is at an all-time high in its potential and its ability to succeed and bring back a great return on investment for investors. And yet we've been hitting our all-time lows in the past month as a stock price. So it's what I think that you, Everett, and many people in your position are always looking for. A good company, a solid company. Again, you know that I've started three prior companies worth over $1 billion in market cap, and I've consistently said that this technology, this company is as good as any of my previous three, and yet we're selling at about a 5 million market cap with a technology that I think is very, very powerful and can do so many things, and we're starting to show it. So up to now, this company's had one salesperson. We've been hampered by having a lack of funds. We've had one instrument that we developed 9 years ago. That's all changed. We now have six salespeople. We have a brand new award-winning instrument that is opening up doors and areas of biopharmaceutical companies that we could never get into before, and now we're getting into them. We've already broken $1 million in the first half of the year. In the third quarter, I've already given guidance that this is going to be a record. This, our investors should expect a record number for our third quarter, so that things aren't going down. Things are actually moving up and moving in the right direction for investors. The stock price hasn't responded yet. So I think that's what investors look for: a company that's run by people that know what they're doing, and my staff knows what they're doing. I've done it three times before. We have an award-winning product. We have a sales team that we never had before. And our sales are increasing, and our stock price is really not yet responded.
You know, in real estate, they always say location, location, location. In stocks, I always say management, management, management. And Rich, you're one of the top ones. I don't dispute that one bit. You've been listening to Pressure Bioscience. They trade on the OTCQB. I believe they're very undervalued at $439 with a market cap of $4.5 million. Ticker symbol is PBIO. You had some news this morning. I'm very, very interested. Can you tell us about the Ultra Shear technology and what is the potential for this new patent process?
Well, this is very exciting to us. We've said in the press release, and I'll say it again here, that we're looking at our company now with a second focal point or second focus. Our main focus remains in the biopharma business. There are 500,000 researchers that can use our instrument and our consumables. And as we've already talked about, you know, everything is growing and growing well. And with the new instrument, it's really magnified the number of people and scientists that can use our system to help find that new drug, that new cure, that new preventive strategy. But now we have something else. It relates to our business because it relates to high pressure. We are experts in high pressure. And when we say high pressure, we're not talking about 50 PSI or 100 or 200 PSI. We have instruments that go between 500 pounds per square inch and 100,000 pounds per square inch. So if you go to something like, let's say you go to Starbucks and you walk in there and you get a juice, the Evolution Juice Line, you will look in the front and you in the back and the sides, and you will not see any chemical preservatives or additives. What you'll see is three words: high pressure process. The Starbucks Evolution Juice Line is reducing the amount of bacteria and getting its longer shelf life from the fact that they put the juice under pressure. And this intense pressure kills the bacteria, lowers the bacteria load, and therefore you don't have to add preservatives, additives, chemicals, and you can have what we call clean label food, clean label juice. However, there's a certain number of foods like milk and other dairy products that cannot be high pressure processed. We have a new process that we received two patents recently in the last few weeks from China. And we filed these patents throughout the world. And this is an extension of the process of high pressure processing. You should know that Dr. Ting, who's on my staff and has been one of my key people for the last 11 years from the time we started the company, he was one of the early pioneers in high pressure processing in food. He visited Starbucks 15 or 16 years ago to introduce him to this process of high pressure processing. Dr. Ting and Dr. Lazarev, both brilliant scientists on my staff, developed a new method that we call ultra shear technology. It takes high pressure processing to the next level. We not only put the samples, the food, or whatever we want to process under intense high pressure, but we also then put it through valves that we've invented that will shear the material to smaller, what we call nanoparticles. And it literally, we believe, can take liquids that don't normally mix. We call them immiscible. They can't mix, and they mix. And the one example I gave today to someone who wanted to who was not a scientist and got it as soon as I said it, I said, think about vinaigrette salad dressing. You have your vinaigrette salad dressing, you've got oil and vinegar and maybe some flavoring, it's sitting in your refrigerator, you shake it up really hard, you throw it on your salad dressing because you want it to be mixed as it goes on the salad dressing. Imagine if you could put that through ultra shear technology and those liquids that don't normally mix come out as a one liquid that's fully mixed and will never separate. That's the potential of what we have. There are cosmetics, there are nutraceuticals, there are pharmaceuticals, there's CPD oil from plants, from the cannabis plants. There's so many things that are hard to make water soluble, to mix with water. We believe that we have a technology that can get across that barrier. And we're working on that now. And because we were granted two patents in China, because we have patents pending throughout much of the rest of the world, we thought it was imperative to send that news out. And that's the news we sent out this morning, Everett.
You've been listening to Rick Schumacher. He's the CEO of Pressure Biosciences. Trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. Rich, you've said a lot today. I think you've said it all. In closing, is there anything that you would like to construe out there to the listeners that maybe that we haven't talked about?
Well, no, I think we've talked about everything that we should today. I would say once again that this is a company with very, very hardworking, smart people, best group I've ever had to work with me. I've done this three times before. I've had three successful biotech or biotechnology companies. This company is as good as any of the three. The difference now from when you and I chatted, let's say, I think was back in May, and then we chatted prior to that, it's like night and day. This company back then had one salesperson, had an older style instrument based on a microprocessor, and it had a limited amount of scientists that could use the good, but a limited number. Now, as we sit here and talk today, Everett, we have six salespeople, five of them already trained and getting into the field in the last couple of weeks. We have our sales that are ramping up. We have a brand new instrument that's already won several awards. It's in for an RD100 award, and it can go much further and give and opens up many more doors in the biopharmaceutical space than our previous instrument. And yet our stock, for some reason, has not responded to any of this. So it's an opportunity, I think, that your listeners should look at. Look at PBIO as an opportunity. Perhaps we are that undiscovered gem that they're looking for, because this is a company that is doing well, and we believe will continue to do even better, and yet the stock price has not responded, in my opinion, to that at all.
Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Take a look at his stock, Pressure Bioscience, ticker symbol PBIO. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back 50, 60 days and give us an update.
I'd love to do that. I appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.